The procedures in the teaching of history, strengths and weaknesses in relation to the study program and the current curricular policy. By Juan Carlos Naranjo Segura, Marvin Carvajal Barrantes. Abstract. This article presents the results of a research that aims to analyze, from the teaching perspective, the strengths and weaknesses in the application of the procedures that history must develop in the social studies lessons in relation to the study program. In current curriculum policy, we worked with a total of 35 teachers from the area, applying a mixed approach methodology through a questionnaire supplied virtually, made up of open and closed questions. This questionnaire allows a preliminary survey of the most used procedures, thus, 79.4% of the responses were linked to the ability to contrast and correlate different types of sources and documents for the study of a historical event. On the contrary, the procedures with less use by teachers, with 2.9%, are the preparation of graphs that represent the magnitude of the periods and subperiods, the notion of simultaneity and imagine how a certain fact or historical situation, if some of its causes had changed. Regarding the strengths of the program and the curricular policy, the teachers mentioned the search for the development of skills such as critical and systemic thinking, as well as the use of the problem-based learning methodology. Finally, they point out weaknesses such as the extension of the contents, their disarticulation, the absence of geography contents and the contradictions between the foundation of the program with the number of evaluation criteria to be developed.